Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We talk about a few things real quickly here that didn't get worked in the first hour and then get back to the phone. So jump on here at 866-444-3478. The contest is still open. We went through an hour without anybody identifying the contest picture on dirtdoctor.com. If you go to the homepage, there's four little buttons there at the bottom of that picture, and the picture talks about the tests, the course, the natural organic certification course. And then the next button is a little video of me talking about it. And then the third button, it might be out a different order than this. The third button shows me making Garrett juice, the formula for Garrett juice, and I'm actually making it in the video for you. And then the last photograph there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com is the photograph that if you identify, you win one of the natural organic certification courses. A little time here on the fertilizers and the pre-emergence and the weed control and all that kind of thing. Unfortunately, the stores are just crazy right now, selling some really nasty stuff that shouldn't even be on the market. And I talk about it as much as I can. We have to get, you know, spend as much time as we can about the positive things, but I do need to spend some time trying to slow down the sale of things that are just really, really bad. And there's two categories. There's toxic pesticides and there's high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Now, we'll start with the fertilizers. To begin with, the salt fertilizers by themselves, the high nitrogen fertilizers by themselves are bad because they're destructive to the beneficial life in the soil. They have no carbon in the products, no organic matter. So they don't feed microbes, they hurt microbes, and they have a very poor complement of trace minerals. Yeah, they work from a quick standpoint and from a gross standpoint where you're trying to force feed and get plants to grow in a hurry and produce. They don't work from the long-term picture, from a water use standpoint and all that. The organic fertilizers, one of the main things that they do, along with the overall organic program, is show you how to save, but it just happens, save you 40 to 50% on your water bill. Now, I realize that's a bigger deal in the South and where it's hot than in the North, but it's a big deal anywhere. Water is one of our resources that's in trouble and gets to be a little bit more in trouble every year. So the synthetic fertilizers by themselves, the blue-green stuff you mix in water, the two or three different brands, one of them you hear more about than others, those are not good fertilizers. Those are synthetic fertilizers that don't fit the program that we recommend in this soil-building philosophy. The second thing about fertilizers is that some of them contain herbicides, the pre-emergent, the weed and feed fertilizers. And funny thing is that some of the people that still push the chemicals don't even like them. They're horrible in every way. One of them, the starting point, is that the herbicide and the fertilizer in weed and feed fertilizers are not designed to go out at the same time, yet they're put in the bag in a bag together. So, and they're very dangerous. They'll cause damage to plants. There's a lot of different issues with the different various herbicides that are put in those weed and feed fertilizers. So, in general, they're bad. There is a natural and organic weed and feed, a product that I do recommend. I'll talk about it in a second. But the other thing that you'll hear recommended out there, and it comes out of certain universities. We've got one in Texas, it's really into pushing what's called all nitrogen fertilizer, a fertilizer that has nothing but nitrogen in it. Just the common sense of that is so weak, it's unreal. Why would anybody think that putting out a fertilizer that is one element and one element only would be any good at all for the balance of the soil, the health, the biological activity of the soil, the building the nutrient warehouse in the soil? It doesn't. It doesn't do anything but hurt. It on a short-term basis, yeah, will turn plants green, make them grow, make you think you're doing real well, and all that kind of thing. But first, one of the things about – we cover this in the school a lot. The synthetic fertilizers, what you put out as far as the volume of nitrogen in a synthetic fertilizer – maybe 10% of it gets in the plant. Probably not quite 10%. And it ought to be a question mark for everybody, a real head scratcher. Where does the rest of that stuff go? Where it goes is, first, it volatilizes into the air. Yeah, the synthetic nitrogen volatilizes and it's part of air pollution. Second thing is that it washes away on the surface. If you have irrigation or rain after putting out the synthetic fertilizers, a lot of it's just going to wash away. It's soluble. It goes on the surface and goes down in the water that's washing away and into the water system, the creeks and streams and lakes and all that kind of thing. If it goes into the soil, it leaches away too because it is a soluble product. The organic fertilizers don't do that. The organic fertilizers lock in place for the most part, stay there, do their work as called on, and they help the biological activity and the root hairs, the mycorrhizal fungus on the root hairs of the plant, you know, with every application. Just the opposite. The philosophy is just completely different. Plus the fact of that 10% of the synthetic fertilizer, that high nitrogen fertilizer that gets into the plant, it's not doing the good that it should be doing that the organic fertilizers can do. The biggest thing you can do, this gives people a good idea a lot of times, that you can do to a synthetic fertilizer. Say somebody recommends a urea product, an all-nitrogen fertilizer. What could you do to that to make it better, make it something that's beneficial? Well, that would be to add a humate to it, coffee grounds to it, add a finished compost, add earthworm casting to it. In other words, add carbon, add an organic component to that synthetic nitrogen, because when you put out just synthetic nitrogen, it has to have carbon. Those microbes have to have carbon. The fertilizer doesn't have to have it. The microbes in the soil have to have carbon. That's the energy they live on. That's the energy the plants live on through the microbes. Well, if it's not put out with the fertilizer, where does it come from? Where does the soil, where does the plant get that carbon? Well, they rob it from the soil. They rob it from what's left of the carbon in the soil, and that takes it away from the plants. That's why with the synthetic fertilizer approach, works pretty well at first, works pretty well the next time. It works okay the next time. Next time, I'm going to use more of it. Now, it works pretty good again. And then we go on and go on, and the plants start getting yellow and chlorotic. And, well, that bed's worn out. Let's take all the soil out of the bed and put in new, fresh soil. Rebuild the bed totally. That's a conversation you never have with the organic program. The soil gets better, whether it's lawn, beds, herbs, vegetables, potted plants, whatever. The soil gets better and better with every application forever. Big deal. That's another one of the great cost savings. Now, the next thing is they add these pre-emergent herbicides to it. Atrazine is in one of them. There's other pre-emergents in others, and those herbicides do all kinds of damage to the biological activity of the soil and, again, move you a different direction. If you do want to use a pre-emergent, and I don't all that often, but a pre-emergent that a lot of organic people use is corn gluten meal. And people will tell you that there's no research, that the universities don't recommend it and all that. None of that's true. You can go to Texas Organic Research Center on our website, and you can see the universities or who came up with it. in the first place, using it as a pre-emergent on grassy weeds. Then they discovered it works on broadleaf weeds as well. And even if you don't like the pre-emergent quality of it, the corn gluten meal is a relatively high nitrogen organic fertilizer. It'll have 9 to 10% nitrogen that's much more useful than the synthetic fertilizers that have higher numbers of nitrogen. Well, I'll talk about that just a little bit more, and then we'll get right back to the phones. I promise there are a couple of other points that I want to talk about. These chemical toxic herbicides really are a problem. They're dangerous for you to be around, but the main thing is they're destructive for the life in the soil. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, one quick thing before we go back to the phones here is that if you do want to use the natural pre-emergent, the natural weed and feed, corn gluten meal, it is time to do it. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. There are some professionals, organic maintenance professionals, that will put it out at 10 pounds, and they'll do it again in 2 weeks, and then sometimes they'll even do it again. There's a cost issue there that's, you know, a little bit of an issue to me. And I'll tell you that it's not 100% effective in the fall. It's very effective as a fertilizer always. It's powerful. But the pre-emergent part of it has to have great timing. The chemicals, it's really the same way. You have to have that material out just prior to the germination of the seed. The way the corn gluten meal works is that the top shoot of the weed seed germinates, but the roots don't develop. And if you don't hit a real rainy period that lasts too long, which can override that result, the corn gluten meal works very well. It tends to work better in the spring on the spring and summer of weeds than it does in the fall, but it works pretty well in the fall, especially if you do it more than once. And probably my best recommendation would be to do 10 pounds now in a couple weeks, 10 more. Pounds per 1,000 square feet. The other route, which is what I normally do, is just put out an organic fertilizer, which has a little bit of that power, not nearly as much as corn gluten meal, at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, especially if you haven't fertilized with an organic fertilizer the whole season long. Okay, let's get caught up a little bit here, and then we'll work in a few more of those kind of items. Pottersville, Missouri, it's Trish listening on, is it KOMT, Trish?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Well, a while ago, you had talked about using newspapers in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Question that I have is it okay to use newspapers that use colored ink?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question because there is so much misconfusion misconception about that. It's kind of funny. I write for a newspaper. I write for a big one, Dallas Morning News. My column's in Thursday's paper. You can read it online as well, and you can read it on our website after it comes out as well. So I've talked to him about this. I actually wrote a column about it some years ago, and I'll do the whole thing again because it may have evolved some. People used to say and still do that if you stick with the black ink and don't use the color, that you stay away from the heavy metals in the ink. Is that the way you were thinking?
I really I just have used newspapers this year in my garden, and it just popped in my mind. You know, there's probably chemicals used in this ink, and
There are at times those issues, but here's the deal. A lot of people think that the color ink is the problem and the black ink is safe. When I looked into it, I found out from talking to them that it's more common for the heavy metals to be in the black ink than in the color. The color tends to be mostly soy-based inks and the safer of the two, just the opposite of what most people write and most people will tell you. But here's the rub. They buy the paper, you know, by the ton. You know, it's a commodity. They buy huge quantities, these big giant rolls at a time. And it's on the open market, kind of like, grains and things like that as a commodity. And you buy wherever the best price is at the time. And it will vary whether the paper has been printed. You know, or buying the paper as much as buying the ink. Same thing, buy it in great, huge quantities. And from time to time, it will change whether the black ink has the petroleum ingredients or it's the color ink, and it will vary back and forth. Sometimes the black ink will be the cleanest. Sometimes the color ink will be the cleanest. I think from a standpoint of deciding whether to use it or not, if you don't have any other choice, I would use the paper. Probably the better way to go, rather than using it on the ground and tilling it directly in the soil, is to put it into the compost pile. And then even if it has heavy metals and petroleum ingredients in the ink, it will be neutralized to a great degree. I don't have a big problem with it, but it is a potential contamination in paper that has been, you know, printed with either black or color ink.
Okay.
So in other words, it's a crapshoot to a degree. Use it if you want to, but use all your other organic products, and the neutralizing will be there, and it really won't be a big issue.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Let's see what's up with Sandy in Weatherford, Texas. Hey, Sandy.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
It really is. Pretty.
Howard, I've got yellow St. Augustine. With all this rain, I'm just wondering if you're going to tell me that it's too much water, but my whole yard, everywhere, front, back, everywhere, is just yellow St. Augustine. And I don't know what I need to do. I put out dried molasses and corn gluten meal in the spring, and that's the last time I fertilized. I haven't put anything else out.
Okay.
But, you know, they advertise like ironite. I didn't know if that would be okay or what I need to do.
I'm not a fan of ironite. It's gone through a bunch of iterations, and I'm not even sure what the current one is. The last time I looked into it, it was basically a synthetic fertilizer.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do that. A couple of things. Can you hang with me so we're not rushed?
Yes, sir.
And when we get back, the birds and I get back, chat about yellow St. Augustine grass and how it can help you with any kind of turf that you have. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter we have is free. You just fill out the form, and you get it on a weekly basis on dirtdoctor.com.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for a Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally free. Friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. And we were chatting with Sandy in Weatherford. Let me see if she's still with us. You there, Sandy?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
I'm a little curious about the yellowing of the St. Augustine grass. Was it really pretty and in good shape before this event?
Yes. The only time it ever turned yellow was like when my sprinklers were on and right around the heads. I noticed that it would turn yellow probably from the water from the sprinklers. But other than that, yes, it was. But like my neighbors across the street have St. Augustine, and theirs is green. And I don't know why mine's like this.
Are you using city water there?
No, I'm on a well, but I haven't watered in over a month because of all this rain we've gotten.
Right. Well, one of the things that is a little tricky with St. Augustine grass is when we go through a really rainy period like we had early in the spring and everything, and then we get into this extremely hot period of time that we have. A lot of people get kind of lazy because they get used to not having to water too much. And if you let the St. Augustine go a little bit too long, it will yellow up in a hurry. So that's one possibility that you let it get a little bit dry. If you're watering with well water, there's a possibility of the chemicals, the mineral element
of the water being out of balance and that causing the problem. But if you haven't seen that in the past, that's probably not the issue. I'll bet you let it get in stress just a little bit would be my guess. If you want to use an iron product, there's one that I recommend, and it does more than just provide iron. It does a lot of good things, and that's green sand. There's still a good quality green sand on the market. That's probably going to be changing. And there's a new product out there that I've known about for a long time, and it's been put into a commercial package now. It's available. It's called Magic Sand, and it might be worth trying in your situation too. But the main thing I would do is just get an organic fertilizer out right now if you haven't fertilized lately, and you probably don't need to water too much, but double check it. Use a golf club, with the head broken off as a probe, and probe the soil and see whether it's wet or dry, and adjust from that, and I think you'll see your St. Augustine come back and do fine. I bet you let it just get a little bit too dry during that really, really blazing hot weather that we have.
Okay. I have access to liquid probiotics. How do you feel about putting those out on your yard?
I think it'd be fine. Mix it with water and dilute it and spray it out on the ground, water it in, put it out when you put your organic fertilizer out, and I think it'd be great.
Okay. Now, can a person, this doctor told me a person can get immune. Your body can build up resistance to probiotics. Do you believe that?
No.
Do you feel that? Okay. Well, he told me that the other day and told me to stop taking probiotics every day.
A doctor told you that?
Yes.
He's an MD?
Yes.
Wow, that's scary.
Okay.
No, probiotics are nothing but beneficial, nothing but good. Now, of course, the Dr. O'Hara's is what we recommend. That life in the gut is we talk about it a lot in the course and when I visit with Marty Whittakin and my other friends that are in related businesses. The life in the soil is just parallel directly related to the life in the gut. And anything you can do to eat fermented foods and eat good quality organic stuff and the quality probiotics, it doesn't do anything but good. There's no negative that comes from it at all. That's disappointing that a doctor would say something like that.
Yeah, because I give it to my horses, my dogs,
sure,
my
you
cat,
bet.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay. One last question, then I'll get off of here. My rosemary, parts of it are dying, and I don't know. It's been going on kind of since the spring.
Well, rosemary,
I cut back a lot of it.
Yeah, rosemary is a lot like St. Augustine grass. It's one of those drought-tolerant plants that you can hurt by overwatering. But on the other hand, if you let it go too far the other direction of being dry, it has a real fibrous yellow root system. You know, you can stress it to a point where you'll see some stress and the spider mites hit it and that sort of thing. So probe it just like you would probe the soil out in the turf and the garden, and be careful to maintain your moisture level there, and your rosemary will come back and do fine.
When's the best time to cut it back, to really cut out all that dead stuff and cut it back?
You can cut the dead out any time because it's not going to come back. That's just a cosmetic thing. It doesn't affect the health of it one way or the other to trim it, other than get the dead out of there, fertilize, get some garage juice on it. That'll help turn it around, foliage and in the soil, and it'll probably come back and be fine. Just be careful about the watering.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the call. And probably too much water and too little water on rosemary, too much water is a bigger problem than too little. But either way, you can get into some trouble. Mary is in North Texas. Let's see. Where in North Texas are you, Mary? Listening on 660 The Answer. But
so I'm in Arlington.
Okay.
And I have a question about, I took your advice and I'm so happy I did. I got an almond verbena.
Okay.
And when I bought it, I got some planting instructions, and that person told me kind of what I think you recommend, which is to plant it like a tree and only backfill with the native soil.
Right.
Well, then later when I called to ask what amendments to put on top, I was told, oh, no, that's not right. You should have amended the soil, should have amended all that backfill. So I guess I just need to know for the future which is correct.
Well, I don't care what you're planting. You never want to put a different backfill in the hole when you plant a plant.
Okay.
So that's bad advice they gave you. You never want to do that, because if you put an amended soil as a backfill when you're planting an individual tree, you create a pot in the ground. And it's very difficult to get the watering balance. You can overwater or underwater really easily when you do that.
I see.
So now it is true that the almond verbena, this great big perennial that we like so much, would do better if you planted it in a bed that is prepared, you know, with compost, rock minerals, and sugars and all that kind of thing, so that, you know, you're planting it in that prepared stuff, but you're backfilling with the same stuff that the whole bed is.
I see.
You see the difference?
Right.
Now, it will do better there, but on the other hand, it's a tough plant. You can plant it just in the native soil, which is exactly what I did with one that we have at the office. And it's doing great. It won't get as big. It won't be quite as powerful in its bloom. But we've got one right now that was planted that way that I don't know how it could get much bigger. It's about 15 feet tall and 15 feet wide, and it's blooming like crazy and has
Holy
a bajillion beneficial insects all over. It just, you know, makes the whole neighborhood smell fantastic.
Oh, man, that must be wonderful to have. And so a few of the leaves are curling in.
That's normal. You'll have a little cosmetic issue here and there with it.
Does that mean it's thirsty?
If it's curling too much of the foliage, it might need a little drink of water. Probe the soil. See if it's moist enough or not. It's a plant that's very kind of easy to take care of from a water and fertilizer standpoint. It's not real persnickety at all. But if it gets too dry, they will curl up a little bit, so that might be a sign. You've had some nice rain there,
right, so
it shouldn't be the issue, but probe the soil and you can find out.
Okay. I wish you could do a video on that, but I know you go by feel.
It's just by feel. There's nothing. If I did a video, I will do a video on it. That's a good idea. Yoga Mike and I have been planning on doing several new ones, and we'll do that, but it's basically you stick the golf club shaft or a pipe probe in the ground, and you can just feel the texture of it. Plus, when you pull it out of the ground, if it's too wet, it sounds like an old cow pulling her foot out of the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And then what soil is stuck to the probe, you can feel it and feel how moist it is and get a good reading for that. It's just a sense thing. There's no, you know, no formula to it at all.
Okay, and my other quick question is about my butterfly weed. I used the plant wash on it for the aphids, and it mm-hmm. did kill the aphids that I hit, but it also seemed to burn up the bloom.
You mixed it too strong. The plant wash and bio wash, both, when they're sprayed on plants, you shouldn't use more than about a tablespoon or a little bit more per gallon of water. And people, my wife has had that tendency in the past of using it for cleaning, mix it a little stronger, and it really works better if you just mix a real mild solution of the bio wash.
Okay, I'll do it that way.
If it burned, you just mixed it too strong, that's all.
Okay. Okay, super. Thanks a million.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Real quickly, if you want to do some fall direct seeding of the fall vegetables, which I highly recommend you do. It doesn't cost much to buy some seed packets and put them out in some prepared areas or in some beds. Get the smart pot and those wonderful fabric pots and fill it full of potting soil. Potting soil that's, like I recommend, is the best. No peat moss and all organic stuff, but whatever you use, you can get some plants growing right now from seed. Things like snap beans, the sugar snap beans, the broccoli can be planted by seed now, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. You can plant cucumber and squash now still from seed. If you could get transplants, it'd be even better at this point. You can also plant a lot of the cool season things, the greens of various kinds, spinach, lettuce, Swiss chard, all those kinds of things. Experiment around depending on what the weather does, and it always is varying. You might have better luck now. You might have better luck in a few weeks. Then you also can do some transplants in addition to the direct seeding. And by the way, the direct seeding can go on in flats in a controlled situation or in pots to be transplanted later, or they can be directly planted into the soil, either one. So if you haven't tried that yet, give it a shot. It's a lot of fun. Doesn't cost very much money at all. 866-444-3478. Here's Jackie. We can at least get started in Milford, Delaware. Hello, Jackie.
Good morning, Howard.
What's up?
I'd like to guess your plant for your organic course.
The plant that is currently on dirtdoctor.com, you think is what?
Mexican firebush.
Mexican firebush is a plant we've covered in the past, and it's a great plant, but that's not exactly what it is.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate taking the time. Talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Still, the contest is open for everybody. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
A couple of tips for you about movies. Judy and I don't go to a lot of movies. We watch movies at home more. And one on our trip to Arizona, Sebo and Logan, we saw a movie I recommend. And we got back home, we saw a movie I was disappointed in, to be honest with you. The disappointment was the Bourne movie, the new Bourne one. And I was excited about seeing that. We were just vibrating when we came out of it. And it just had so many things in it that didn't make any sense. And I know it's a Bourne movie, but it wasn't high on my list. But the one that I think you're going to see rake in some Academy Awards is Jeff Bridges' new movie, which is Hell in High Water. And it's very different. It wasn't exactly what I expected, but it is a real work of art. I highly recommend that you take that one in. Let's get back to the phones. Pat in Dallas. Mary Rose said she liked the Bourne movie, but a lot of people would. One of my golf buddies said it wasn't that good, but said it was okay for a Bourne movie, but I didn't even think that was the case. Anyway, Pat, what can I do for you?
I'd rather go see Bridges anyway. So.
Yeah, he was great. He put on a great performance.
That's good. We have a little area for plants in our yard, and we have a small yard surrounded by brick. We want to take the brick out because it's tripping us. And also, we don't know what to do with the dirt that's there and how to rework what's underneath there. Because I don't know what's there. We just moved into the house.
Okay. I didn't follow you exactly about where the brick is. Is it?
It's around the planted area. kind of decorative around the area where the plants are.
Okay, this is a wall, not a paving, not a patio.
No, it's just like two or three bricks high.
I got you. I don't like those kind of things going right around trees for sure, but for whatever reason you want to take it out, just take it out. Or is it surrounding single trees? Is that where it is?
There's no trees inside that area. There's one outside of it, but
okay.
Like I said, it's a small yard, so not many plants and not many trees in the yard.
No, just no big deal. Just take it out and prepare the bed like you want to. A lot of times when I do beds, I don't put an edging at all. Most of my beds are edged in the front with steel curbing and with a crushed granite gravel dry walkway. And then in the back, my edging is a walkway of great big stone set on sand. So
okay.
just take the brick out and put in back in whatever edging you'd rather have, steel curbing, which shows up a lot less, or just carve the edge of the bed down and don't put an edging in at all. Some people don't like to have an edging at all.
Do you put anything under it if you want to put some more dirt there and plants? Or I've seen some people put like something that's tarp-like underneath there. I'm new at this, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Okay, good. I understand where you're coming from. I do not recommend the weed-blocking type fabrics at all, Pat. I don't think they work well. I think they disturb the most important part of the soil, which is the surface of the soil just under the mulch. All I would recommend that you do, it sounds like you haven't worked on this bed in a while, I add the amendments that I recommend for any new bed: compost, rock minerals, and sugars. And the compost, just get earthworm castings or the best quality compost you can get your hands on if you don't have your own. In the rock mineral category, the most important one is lava sand. And this American Rio product is my favorite right now because it's got such a high level of paramagnetism in it. The other rock minerals are green sand, magic sand, azomite is great, granite is great, any of those materials. And then in the sugar category, there's two things basically that I use personally and recommend the most, and one is dry molasses and the other is whole ground cornmeal. And if you put all those things in there, mix it into the existing soil, you can plant away with whatever you want to plant, annuals, perennials, herbs, vegetables, you know, whatever you want to do. All the things, any kind of plant, I recommend the exact same bed preparation, only different amounts of it. Some plants, the native plants, for example, and ground covers, and turf especially, just doesn't need as much. In fact, you know, turf, we don't do much bed preparation at all. The harder the plant is to grow and maintain, in other words, some perennials, roses, things that are a little more persnickety, you know, in their the way they're managed, the more of those materials is better.
One other quick question I didn't tell Mary Rose. My grandson is allergic to corn. He goes to a chiropractor, and they take probiotics and all that.
Okay.
But,
all right.
If I were to plant some vegetables, what could I do to keep him from having any allergies to those vegetables? Just all natural products?
Yeah, I think if you use all the natural things that we talk about, you're not going to have – he's allergic to corn. Is that what you said?
Yes, corn and corn products.
Well, just don't plant any corn. I think cornmeal, if he didn't put it out, if you put it out and mixed it into the soil, I think it would be neutralized enough to where it wouldn't cause any allergic reactions. If you want to skip that piece of the puzzle, just use the dry molasses and not the cornmeal.
Okay.
I think it'll be fine.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I appreciate everybody's call. Thank you very much. We got another hour coming for you, so jump on board here, 866-444-3478. We got Linda going to guess what the plant is on the website next, and we'll see if she's right or wrong. Stay tuned.